We have this week the whole Teichacha, with all the Kolos, with all the Tzoros, and there's no shaila that if a person wants to be mechazik as a Muna, so you just have to read the Teichacha and see how in the thousands of years of Golos, every pasuk was Mekuyim, Nebuch, Leida, with Al Kol Prater V'Dikdukeo, every pasuk, with all the Prater, with all the Dikdukim. First wants to be mechazik is Yir Shemayim. So the ma'aseh, there's nobody that's been hunted after like us, with all the protim of the Teich. If you wouldn't believe it looks like Hitler opened the parshas before Kreisai and read it off, straight off one after the other. He was mekayim every pasuk. We find over and over again in the Teich the expression. Of Ilachtem Imi Bikeri. Vim Telchu Imi Keri Velesevu Lishmoeli Viasafti Alechem Mako Sheva Kechatezechem. We find over and over again the Inyan of Keri. Rashi says, Rabbeinu Omru Aroi Bimikre She'enoi Elo Leprokim. Kain telchu aroi b'mitzvus. Rashi says that the lashon of keri means a mikra, means something which is temporary by nature. Something which is temporary. And something which is temporary, it starts with a thing called telchu aroi b'mitzvus. A person is not stable, a person is not steady. Mivalti is not steady and he's not stable. It's b'mikra, it's amol. When a person is like that in mitzvahs, comes azag before lucha teichacha. That's what Rashi says. Rabbeinu omru aroi, temporary thing, not a constant thing. She'ena el leprokim, it's on and off. Ken telchu aroi b'mitzvahs. Shteita dover neir, and the teichacha repeats it over and over and over again. Telchu mebikeri, still telchu mebikeri. It states that the severity of the Teichacha, the severity of the Klolos, the severity of the Einish, doesn't stem from the Averis that a person does, as much as it stems from the Aroyikait, as much as it stems from the lack of constant and the lack of stability, and from the temporary nature that a person lives in. As they state in the Pasuk, that's what the Pasuk says. If that's the Taich of Keri, it state that the severity of the klolus and the severity of the einish comes from not so much a person did this maisa, a person did that maisa, nor it stems from the state of temporariness that a person lives in. Rabbi Yochum explains in a number of places that the pshat is not a zaita gezach. It's a bit of error not to be steady. He explains as follows: the homohus of the teichacha, it doesn't rain. Nothing grows. Things are difficult. You all know that the Ramchal speaks out in Das Tfunis and other places that all ra in the world comes from a lack of Ha'oros Ponim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meir Ponim, then there's everything. And when Chas V'Shalom there's a Siluk of the Aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns away. So then comes darkness, comes all the bad in the world. Ba'ifin. So Yochum explains, I'm a little bit changing what he says, but the concept is the same concept, that the Teichachah is not the pshat is that you did an Aveira. Is the pshat as you get this and this punishment. For that, a person has a personal punishment. The nekuda of the Teichacha, says Rabbi Yochum, is if you have a roi dikka relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's temporary, it's hit and run, it's occasional, it's once in a while, it's when it's convenient, when I get around to it. That's what a roi means. A roi means that it's not a set thing, right? Kvius means that it's set. A roi means when I get around to it. Says Rabbi Yochum that if a person has a relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu of when I get around to it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also says, Elazar, when is it going to rain? Well, it'll be next week, next month. Meanwhile, you'll sit in Auschwitz another 6 months. Nothing happened. I'm busy now. When I get around to it, I'll take you out. It says in Biruchim that the Nekuda of the Teichacha is a delay. It's Aroi. It's an Aroidic relationship with the Kosh Baruch Hu. It's temporary. It's something that's on a back burner. Is we could be on the front burner. It's when the Kosh Baruch Hu is busy with us. He shines his light with us. And then there's the Musik of Keri. There's lots of Aroi. So it's not so much that the vote is it's a punishment that if you did a mitzvah or did an aveir roi, so that means 2 out of 5 times you did it, and 3 out of 5 times you didn't do it, you're going to get a punishment for 3 out of 5 times. It's a part of the nature of relationship of Klai Yisrael with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If the vote of the nature of the relationship of Klai Yisrael with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the nature of aroi, it's a nature of temporary, it's a nature of agav orcha, it's a nature of bemikra when I have time. It's like Kadosh Baruch Hu treats us the same way. There are times in history in Klal Yisrael where Avodas Hashem became a side issue, where it became a tuffle. We're not the ones who can measure these things, but when it became a side issue, the Kosh Baruch Hu said, Seder, I'm a side issue by you, you're a side issue by me. If you are right, I'm a right. And Shteta Dova Neira, Shteta that a person that a person has to make sure that he doesn't get himself into a zam matzav aroi, because shteita on the teicha that it's worse than everything else, because it means you're detached. Shteita that worse than everything else, a person could make mistakes, a person cannot be on the highest darga. But when a person gets into a matzav aroi, that a Kosh Baruch Hu and ruchnius is when it's convenient for me, which is what aroi means. Aroi means that it's not steady. Aroi means that I'm not sure about anything. Aroi means that when it works out. Shteita that Zach, that I do avoid its Hashem when it's convenient for me, shteita that's worse than everything else. Because it's a detachment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a malach that mi bikeri aroi, Lashon Rashi, telcho aroi b'mitzvahs. And shteita that's worse than all the averas, and it's worse than all the darkness that a person doesn't have. Because he's not attached be'etzim. You're not attached. I'm not attached to you. That's what Rabbi Yochum says. Nothing happened. You're not in a rush. I'm not in a rush. I'm all yeah, I'm all not. I'm all yeah, I'm all not. It could be once in 5 years, it could be once in 10 years, when I get around to it. In between when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets around to it, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not busy with us, so we end up in Auschwitz. We end up with Churban Beis HaMikdash, because he's not busy with us. He doesn't have time for us. Then. The same way you don't have time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in your life, what it means is that your Avodas Hashem didn't play a central role in your life. A person could have you read this, and a person could have battles, but Avodas Hashem plays a central role in his life. That's what Aroi means. Aroi means that Avodas Hashem is not the central thing of your life. It's not what you live for. Aroi means it's a back burner. It's on the side. So Kolzman, Avodas Hashem plays a central role in his life. That's what's important for him. And he has wins, and he has losses, and he has battles, and he has nisyonis. And some of them he wins, some of them he loses. That's not a matzav of a parshas b'chukos crazy. That's not Aroi. That's not halach to be carried. That's not Aroi. Because you're the center of my life, and you're the mitzias. So the word is, the Mesil Zichrom says, Eilam Hazaz and Muhammad, that nobody said. That Muhammad doesn't mean you win every battle. I saw another Gevaldik Rabbi Yochum in this week's parasha, which I never noticed before. It says in the beginning of the parasha, Vinasati Mishkani Besoichachem Vele Sigal Nafshi Eschem. I'm going to give my Shechina in you, the Brachas, Vele Sigal Nafshi Eschem Vinsalachti Besoichachem. Says Rashi, Le Sigal Nafshi, I'm not going to be disgusted by you. Explains Rashi, Ein Ruchi Kotzabochem, I'm not going to be disgusted by you. Says Rashi, a very tifasach, Ruchim explains, why is, you know, they say in Hebrew, when something's disgusting, what do they say? So what do they say? If you live in Magil, right? You ever heard of it? What? You ever heard of it? You don't grow up with Israelis. It's a common word in an Israeli spoken house. You bring the food they don't like, Magil. Your behavior is gal nefesh. Magil. They say, it means I despise you. I'm not going to despise you. It's disgusting. It says Rashi, where does the word come from? Called Ge'ilah Hagola. Loshen pleitas dover habalua bedover, Rashi says. The word Hagola means that I extract something which is absorbed. So Rashi says that's why sigal, which means I won't be disgusted by you, comes from the lashon of hagola. Because hagola means that I'm pilot you, I spit you out, I get rid of you. Interesting Rashi. So Rashi says that the lashon of sigal means to despise. And the root of the word sigal, which means despise, comes from the root of the word hagola, which means that I'm pilot from the pot, what's absorbed in the pot. What does that have to do with despising? What's the connection? Psarashi, psafani rashi. Rashi says pshat. Kotza means hagola. So Rucham explains that being magil something, you go before Pesach and you want to make hagola. In New York, we don't do such a thing because everyone has new pots. But in Yerushalayim, people are do hagola on their pots. So what are you doing? Something blew inside. It became one with the pot. And you're magil it, you spit it out. You get it out. So hagola is a separation of achdus, of things which are one. Something was absorbed, it became part of the pot. You go to the fire and you take it out. You make hagola. Pleitas. Dovor habalua, that's hagola. When something is one, so you don't despise it, I'm one with you. When there's a separation, then it's kotza, then it's sigal, then there's a despising of it, because it's not one with me anymore, it's separate from me. Says Rabbi Ruchem, the root of HaKadosh Baruch Hu despising us or not, is do we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu absorbed into us? That's what Lesigol Nafshi Escha means. And that's the next pasuk. Vinasati Mishkani Beseichachem. I'm going to put my Shechina inside you. My Shechina is going to be absorbed in you. Spit it out, not spit it out. Expel Yishakach. That's a good word. Yeah? It's also nothing. Just check the article Pesach. Yeah? I'm not going to expel it from it. It's going to stay absorbed. In a state of vinasati mishkani b'soichem, when a person's one with a kodesh, but when it's absorbed, so then it's not kotza, then it's not disgusting, then it's not despised, because it's one, it's me. The minute that it goes out, the minute that it's separate from me, then there's me and there's that. Nobody likes something which is not themselves. So the root of sigal, the root of despising, is because the absorbed neshama stays, b'soichem stays inside. And kol zman, a person has inside of him HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's part of his life, you don't despise Ruchmius. It's very interesting that the Hemshech is, what does it say? Im lois ishmuli, v'lo isasus, kol mitzvos ha'elev, m'chukaisai timosu, v'es mishpatai tigal nafshechem. Same lashon. A person can chas v'shom get it the other way around. He hates Mishpatim. He hates Avodas Hashem. He sees a guy who's a little bit firmer than him. Magil. Now you know what it means? He can't stand him. He despises him. Zok Rashi, Magil means, Sigal means Hagola. You spit him out. You expelled him from yourself. It's outside of you. It's not yourself. When it's not inside of you, you did Hagola on your Neshama, right? The person goes to the fire, he puts in the Chametz, goes out. The person goes into a fire, he takes the neshama out of himself. He does hagola on himself. That's what Rashi says. Pshat. Your pilot, your ruchni is from inside of you. The minute that it's outside of you, it's timosu. And everybody knows that, by the way. The minute we drop a level of ruchnius, we hate everybody else, you despise everything else that's firmer than you. It's a mitzias, everybody knows that. I've explained it many times, there's no purpose in the Meir. It's a mitzias in the Briar, right away, because it's out of you. You will pilot it. The minute you pilot it, it's kotza nafshecha. So there's a metzias of a person absorbing HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of him. Is lafi what it says over here? That's what the whole teich is about. There's a dargo of v'nasati b'shkani b'soichim v'leisigol nafshi yeschem, where you didn't do hagola, where it's absorbed, you weren't piloted. And then there's a fakeret, there's a sigol nafshi, there's a despising. But the despising is because of a matzav of hagola, because you will pilot it. And the whole Torah goes up because of that. That's the matzav of Keri, that's the matzav of Aroi. Absorbing a Kodesh Baruch Hu into a person means that it's a permanent thing. It's part of you. So if it says in the beginning of the parasha that all the brachas and the kolos depend on, so despising ruchnius on one hand, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivayochol despising us, what does it say? L'sigol nafshi eschem, or b'chukoy say tigolu. Despising or not despising, according to Rabbi Yerucham, depends on whether you did hagola on yourself, whether you appealed the ruchnius from yourself or not, whether you absorbed it in yourself or not. That's keri. That's aroi. Absorbing it in yourself means that you have a steady relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, not hagola. Aroi means that it's outside of you. It's mikra. It's not part of me. Keri is hagola. Aroi means that it's temporary. That means it's not an intrinsic part of my life. It's something which is hidden. So then Nebuch, that's the way it looks. Is in the avodah of Erev Shavuos of Tumimus, which we've spoken about many times, there's an akuda not just of stability. When a person does something with the Tumimus, when it's not an oifen of Aroi, is what he's saying is that my avodah Hashem is not an agav dikazach. It's something which is a center of my life. It's something which is part of me. It's not a bechin of sigal nafshi eschem. It's a bechin of besoichichem. And then, there's the part of the parasha the Malkoyah reads slowly. There's Ach Shein the brachas over there, Ruchnius and Gashmius and Als Gut. And with a little bit of tamimis, with a little bit of consistency, with a little bit of avoida, doesn't say that the part of the Tachoch came because they didn't go to the remikvah every day. Doesn't say that's what they got the Tachoch for. It says they got Tachoch because they weren't steady in where they were holding. They weren't Aroi, they were Aroi. So it was mimicry, it wasn't connected. And any level that a person brings consistency into his life, where it's not a bechina of Aroi, so the word is he's absorbing the Shechina himself like a fleshy kapat. And then it says, B'salachti b'seichichem, says Rashi, Atay limochem began Eden ka'achad mikem, v'loy tu mizdazim, you won't have any faith from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atay limochem began Eden. With a little bit of consistency, with a little bit of steadiness, with a little bit of absorbing, with a little bit of kviyas, with a little bit of tmimus, a person could be zeichet to all these things.